The Last Jihad by Joel C. Rosenberg. To Lynn, thank you for loving me, believing in me, encouraging me, and running the race with me. Next year in Jerusalem. Before your eyes I will repay Babylon and all who live in Babylonia for all the wrong they have done in Zion, declares the Lord. Babylon will be a heap of ruins, a haunt of jackals, an object of horror and scorn, a place where no one lives. Jeremiah 51:24-37. The real test of a man is not when he plays the role that he wants for himself, but when he plays the role destiny has for him. Vaclav Havel. 1. A presidential motorcade is a fascinating sight, particularly at night and particularly from the air. Even from 20 miles out and 10,000 feet up, on approach to Denver International Airport's runway 17R, both pilots of the Gulfstream IV could clearly see the red and blue flashing lights of the entourage on the ground at about 1 o'clock, beginning to snake westward down Pena Boulevard. The late November air was cool, crisp, and cloudless. A full moon bathed the flat plains below, and the Rockies jutted heavenward to the right with a bluish tint and remarkable visibility. A phalanx of 24 police motorcycles led the way towards downtown Denver, forming a V with the captain of the motorcycle force riding point. Then came a dozen Colorado State Patrol squad cars, 4 rows of 3 each, spread out and taking up all 3 lanes of westbound highway with more lights and more sirens. 2 jet-black Lincoln Town cars followed immediately, carrying the White House advance team. These were followed by 2 black Chevy Suburbans, each carrying teams of plainclothes agents from the United States.